Every second week, we get a representative from the Daily Mercury in for a bit of a chat about what's been going on around town. And once again, Janessa Eckert, the lovely Janessa. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you again. Now, Janessa, Dave and I were talking about the election this morning. We don't know how the election works. Obviously, we know people vote.
Lawrence, that's good to see.
Lawrence Bonaventura has now stepped away from the mayoral role. He didn't get the votes, obviously, that are needed. Now, Greg Williamson and Steve Jackson still running. What happens with Lawrence's votes, so preferential votes?
Theoretically, if people follow, I guess, Lawrence's how to vote card, yeah, they'll go to Steve. I guess it's anyone's guess at the moment how they'll be split and whether or not people, I guess, voted following, like if they were voting for Lawrence, then you'd think they'd probably follow his how to vote card.
Yeah, right.
Or if they were like voting with their gut or.
Yeah.
Okay. He gave out how to vote cards. I got a lot of pamphlets. I don't know if they were how to vote cards or not because I never looked at them.
I have to be honest, I also didn't look at how to vote card. I voted with my gut, so.
But I did see some councillors, not the mayoral candidates, but I did see some councillors put an image up saying this is how we want you to vote. So obviously it would be their number or their name with number one next to it, but then they would give you an example of who they would like you to vote number two, number three, number four, number five. So if you followed that, that would be their preferential, obviously.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, right.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait for it to be over with.
Yeah, to be honest with you, this is the reason why we didn't have anyone on the show.
No.
It's because if you offer it to one, you've got to offer it to all of them. So nobody wants to hear 30 people talk about why they should be voted in.
No. Pass. We already hear enough of that on the news.
Yeah.
Good to see you Friday night, by the way, at Dancing with Heart at the Mackay Entertainment Convention Centre. Did you have a good night?
Oh, I had a great night. What a fantastic event. Yeah. I didn't know you had such smooth moves.
I feel like you're being sarcastic, though.
No.
All of the dancers were outstanding.
Yeah, they all were, actually. But great, I think over $40,000 raised for the Mackay Hospital Foundation.
I actually got an update on that yesterday. It was, I think, closer to $60,000. So
wow.
20 grand over than last year's, which was the inaugural event.
That's amazing.
See, it's the talent on stage. That's what it was.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially the Cookie Monster in his karma jacket that was repurposed.
I made that for Taylor Swift. Be honest, though, Janessa, for those people who weren't there. Give me a critique. What happened? What could I have improved?
Oh, honestly, I don't think you could have improved anything. I really thought you were bringing the Freddie Mercury vibe.
Okay.
I was singing from my chair.
Oh, good. Were you cheering for me at least?
I was absolutely cheering.
Did you vote for Jay, though? Because they had a pamphlet.
Way to put her on the spot. I love this. Keep going.
Yeah, did you? You didn't, did you?
Do I have to say?
No.
You don't. No, she has to say.
You want to know, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually voted for Emma Novosel.
Okay, that's a fair cop, yeah.
Emma, but you would have, if Emma had been on stage, I would have voted for you.
Emma, I love Emma, and I can understand why you voted for her. Mm. She had the crowd. She was the first opening act for the night. Mm. She had the crowd eating out of the palm of her hand. She was great.
That was the People's Choice Award, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was.
She won, enough. Yeah. What was the deal? Because I didn't hear anything about having to hand in those sheets. So all of our table, we all voted for Jay, every single person, even the people that didn't arrive, we got theirs and filled that out too.
Did you not hand them in?
No. We didn't know where we were supposed to hand them in.
Oh, there were actually people coming around to the tables taking them. That's what happened at our table.
They did not come to ours.
See, there needs to be a recount. Speak about a recount. Who cares about the bloody election? Yeah. I need a recount for Dancing with Heart.
I agree.
All right. Okay, well, we'll have to look into that. At least you got a trophy out of it. That's the main thing.
Your participation medal.
Shut up! Janessa, it's always good to see you. And, of course, the Daily Mercury will have all the updates when it comes to the actual election and the results very soon, hey?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, we will.
Always good to see you.